Hello, Nerdy Legion. Welcome back to Comic Talk Headlines right here on Comic Talk Today. Once again, I am Dustin. These are your headlines, and it is September 11th, 2019. Real quick bit of housekeeping. This is going to be your one episode this week. That's why it's not on its usual day. Traveling and unpacking and all of the other things entangled with the Salt Lake Comic Con trip has kind of thrown things off for this week, at least. Next week, we will be back on our regular schedule. We will have Tuesday and Friday for our episodes, and everything should be fine again. But again, Salt Lake Comic Con, Salt Lake Comic Convention, FanX Fall, however you want to put it, just kind of put a little bit of a wrench in things, and so things are finally getting back to their regular working order. Check out all of the stuff that I did over on my YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy, to see, you know, the how-to Comic-Con video that's the latest in that series. Also, Adventures in Photography is going up there as well, and at least one, very likely two, cosplay music videos will find their way up on my YouTube channel. Again, Generally Nerdy, shameless plug. But, you know, that is the way it is, right? Now, let's jump into TV news. And trying to go back for 2 weeks, for a week and a half, I guess, is more appropriate, worth of news and see. So, we're about to get an overload of news, I feel like, because New York Comic Con, just like we did with San Diego Comic Con, New York Comic Con is about to happen. I know I was just at Salt Lake, and that's the difference between Salt Lake, New York, and San Diego, because Salt Lake is probably the largest Comic Con, effectively. Like, there's no better word for it. Salt Lake is the largest Comic Con that doesn't break news, because even though Tom Holland was there, nothing was said about the Sony split, the Sony Marvel split, and like there really wasn't anybody else that was as relevant to the current conversation as Tom Holland. So no news was really broken. The only time that news has ever really been broken outside of San Diego, no news has ever been broken at a Comic-Con that wasn't San Diego or New York. And change my mind. Like, that's my Steven Crowder moment, I feel like, because there's the movie theaters and or the movie companies and the comic book companies and the TV companies and all of these companies that produce this content pay their people to go to San Diego and New York. They don't do that for any other of the conventions. The big conventions, Salt Lake again being the next largest one, the convention pays the celebrity to go and talk and be, hey, I'm famous, instead of, hey, I've got news. So that's the biggest difference. And there wasn't a whole lot of news that happened at Salt Lake. But since New York is coming up, there is going to be a whole lot of news, much like when San Diego happened like a month and a half ago or so. It feels like everybody's just kind of holding on to their announcements so that they can make them at New York. So there wasn't as much as I thought there was going to be. That's kind of the long way of saying that. So let's jump right into it. First off, we have an update for the Wheel of Time series that we've been keeping tabs on. They have finally cast Alan Mandragoran. That is the name that I was trying to say. They finally cast him. Daniel Henney has been cast. I mean, you can Google Daniel Henney. He's got some nerd cred. He's done some things. Next, we've got some more casting. I feel like a lot of this is casting, but there's some interesting casting to discuss here in just a moment. So, Umbrella Academy Season 2, we will be seeing the characters Lila, Raymond, and Sissy from the comics. So the Lila will be played by Ritu Arya, Raymond will be played by Yusuf Gatewood, and Sissy, probably the one of the three with the most nerd credentials, will be played by Maren Ireland. Marin, Ireland, again, I say the most relevant of the nerd credentials, has also been cast in the FX series for Why the Last Man. So that's kind of, that's going to be a quite the schedule for Miss Ireland. I'm super excited for Umbrella Season 2 because Umbrella Academy Season 1 is one of the greatest comic book series ever, rival only by like The Boys and Doom Patrol. So that's kind of, I'm very interested. And also they're sharing casting with Why the Last Man. Let's see what happens. Next we're talking, and this is probably one of the big ones. Next we're talking about Hawkeye. Disney Plus is courting Hailee Steinfeld to play Kate Bishop, which arguably is going to be the title character. Now, let me explain that statement. So, in the MCU proper, they never call Hawkeye, Hawkeye. Ever. They always call him by his name, or by a nickname that isn't Hawkeye. The rumor is, and amongst the news outlets, they're saying that maybe Hailee Steinfeld is going to get her own spinoff. No, I feel like Jeremy Renner in this first season of Hawkeye is going to be passing the mantle, if you will, over to this new person, be it Hailee Steinfeld, or if she doesn't sign the contract, then whoever they get in the role, though it seems like Hailee's going to sign the contract. It seems that whoever plays Kate Bishop is going to be Hawkeye. Because again, they have not called Jeremy Renner that name at all. Go back and watch the movies. I promise you, it doesn't happen. So, it's interesting that this series is called Hawkeye, because that means somebody's going to be holding that moniker. And since they haven't done that with Jeremy Renner yet, the rumor amongst the nerds who are kind of more in the know than the news outlets is that the Kate Bishop is going to take up the mantle and they will call Kate Bishop Hawkeye, which is really kind of an interesting way to go, being as Jeremy Renner is an established presence in the MCU, and very likely his contract is coming up and he doesn't want to play Hawkeye forever, even though, again, they don't call him Hawkeye. He doesn't want to play the role forever, so he's got to pass it off eventually, so it just makes sense that he would pass it off in the series, right? It's gonna be a thing. I honestly would be surprised if they didn't do this. So then the last piece of news we have, again, is casting. I know, it's a lot of casting, and I try to not do casting announcements, but this one's significant because it has to do with Gillian Anderson, and who has more freaking nerd cred than Scully? Gillian Anderson has joined season 3 of The Crown. She will be playing Margaret Thatcher. Interesting. Love Gillian Anderson. She's kind of a great actress, even if only in nerdy things, but The Crown is a different kind of nerdy thing. So, yeah, we're moving on. Next, we're talking about movies, and in movies, the first thing is the Suicide Squad. We got another undisclosed role casted in Peter Capaldi, who was in Doctor Who. Crazy. Who the heck could he be playing? We know it's not King Shark, even though one of my sources, every time they have a casting announcement, is he going to be King Shark? No, they've already freaking announced who's going to be King Shark, and it's not Peter Capaldi. Also, in randomness that has to do with the Suicide Squad, Pete Davidson has confirmed that he's going to have a little cameo in the Suicide Squad. Very likely not going to be one of the villains that makes up the Suicide Squad, but, I mean, maybe he's the one they kill off to give it stakes? Maybe, I don't know. So next we're talking about the Batman, and this one's really weird to me because I thought it had already happened, but Matt Reeves has officially finished his script for the movie. Didn't we have this conversation once already? Hasn't this already happened? I feel like when it did, though, just to kind of cover my butt, when it did happen, it hadn't been approved by Warner Brothers. Like, it had just been, all right, I'm done. This is everything I want to put in this movie. And then he took it to the producers, and they were like, maybe we can trim the fat here, maybe we can add my girlfriend there kind of stuff. And so now it is official, been selected, and this isn't outlined from my sources anywhere, but everyone just keeps saying, he's done with the script. He said he was done with the script a few months ago, so what the heck is this announcement? Which, again, leads me to believe he's done and it has been approved by the powers it be, so they can now get into actual production on the movie. So there's that. Speaking of going into production, Production Weekly is reporting that Matrix 4 will go into production early February of next year. That's awesome. We're getting that much closer. So that means they're scouting and stuff like that. They're in pre-production right now, finishing scripts and so on and so forth. And then our last piece of movie news is a reboot that has been confirmed. So I was hearing rumors, that this was maybe brewing somewhere. Tank Girl is very potentially going to be getting a reboot in the theaters. And that was the rumor for a while. The reason I only dismissed it as a rumor was because Margot Robbie was rumored to be the one doing the reboot. Not just potentially going to be Tank Girl, but also producing the movie. It seems, though, that Alan Martin, one of the co-creators of the comic book, has come out and acknowledged that, yes, in fact, Margot Robbie has purchased the production right, or has purchased the movie rights, rather, optioned the movie rights, I believe is the proper term, for Tank Girl, and is looking to make it an actual thing. Also, according to Martin, this has been going for a few months, so it seems they're already well into pre-production for this. If they can get a proper green light from studio, I don't know what studio owns the rights, who they have to put it out through, but this could become a thing. Margot Robbie could be the next Tank Girl. And I just recently rewatched Tank Girl. I feel like there's a lot of room to grow. Not that it's a horrible movie, but it's also not a great movie. The only reason anyone would call this movie great, the original movie great, is because they have crazy nostalgia glasses and just really love the character, which is fine. I'm not trying to poop on your parade, but a better movie could be made. So I feel like this isn't a bad reboot situation. That does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then subscribe to Comic Talk today on your favorite podcast platform of choice. Or to go deeper into these nerdy bits plus much more nerdy action, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thanks again, nerds, and we'll see you next time. We'll be right back.